And this is different from what people talk about blessings.
而那个福呢，有上好跟次好之分。
And there is a difference between the best and the second best.
当然，人都要选择上好的福分。
Of course, we want to pick the best.
那上好的福分到底是什么？
But what is the best blessing?
那事实上告诉我们，世上没有任何一样满足你的东西不会失去的。
But actually, reality tells us that there is anything that would satisfy you and that it won't eventually lose it.
我们都会有失去青春、失去健康的时候，
We will lose our youth or lose our health.
有时候也会有失去财富、失去爱情的时候，
And sometimes we will lose our wealth or lose our love.
也会失去亲人，还有失去生命的时候。
Or lose our family members or our own lives.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，
The Bible tells us very clearly.
你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财必常置旁，如鹰向天飞去。
The Bible says, "Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle."
那神人摩西也有讲过，
And Moses said also,
他说有许多。是我们所轻夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
And he also talked about things that will quickly pass and we fly away.
那究竟什么东西才是永恒的呢？
So, what is really eternal?
那什么是最好的，是没有人能够夺去，是不会改变的呢？
What is the best other people cannot take away and will not change?
那这个就是我今天要从《路加福音》第10章跟大家一起思考的一个主题。
And this is what I want to meditate with you from the Gospel of Luke.
那这一段的经文讲到两位姐妹是大家熟悉的。
And this passage talks about two sisters that we are familiar with.
那姐姐马大，妹妹玛利亚。
Older sister is Martha, and the younger sister is Mary.
马大是很好客的姐妹。
Martha is somebody who is very hospitable.
他看到耶稣跟他的门徒路过，就主动打开家门来接待他们。
She saw that Jesus and his disciples are passing by, so she opened the door to welcome them.
是不是因为要请他们吃饭，圣经没有说明。
Is it because she wants to treat them to a supper? The Bible didn't say.
总之，客人来之后，哇，马大很好客又热心。
In any way, when the guests arrived, she was very hospitable and very enthusiastic.
只不过他心里忙乱，思虑烦扰，最后他向耶稣埋怨了。
But in the end, she was very busy and she was having a little turmoil and she was worried and then finally she complained.
那他就对主说：“我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我吧。”
She said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me."
而玛利亚是怎么样的一个姐妹？
But what about Mary? What is she like?
她那一天好像没有什么事做，没有任何的贡献。
Like that day, she seemed like she didn't do anything and she didn't contribute anything.
圣经告诉我们说，她只是在耶稣脚前听他的道。
And the Bible only tells us that she was sitting to listen to Jesus' words at his feet.
那我们的 PowerPoint 哈，那谢谢。那玛利亚这么一做呢，就被耶稣夸赞是选择了上好的福分。
And then when Mary did that, then Jesus was praising her for choosing the better one.
这个未免不太公平吧？
Isn't that unfair?
那难道耶稣是鼓励我们要做一个懒惰的基督徒吗？
Is Jesus encouraging us to be a lazy Christian?
那使徒保罗很清楚告诉我们。
And Paul clearly tells us.
基督徒的处事的态度，
And what about the attitude of a Christian?
他告诉我们说：“殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
He told us that never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
”而且他还告诉我们说：“总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。”
And but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need.
可见基督徒外面勤劳做事是应该的哈，
So we can see that when we do a lot of work outside, we should do that.
但是在内心里面别忘了一件很重要的事，
But don't forget a very important thing in your heart.
就是耶稣基督在你心中的地位是什么。
Is really what is the position of Jesus in your heart?
今天马大最大的问题，
And today, the biggest problem for Martha,
他请了主耶稣基督。
she invited Jesus.
可惜他并没有请耶稣基督做他心中的主人，
But unfortunately, she didn't invite Jesus to be the master of her heart.
而是请他当做客人。
But treating him as a guest.
如果他心中以耶稣基督为主，那么他今天的表现就不一样了。
And if she treated Jesus as the master, then her manifestation would be different today.
看看马大的服侍心态，就可以从他联手的反应可以知道。
And we can see her heart attitude from her chain reaction that happens in her heart.
他先是忙到乱，
First of all, she was so busy and get into a lot of turmoil.
然后乱中就急躁了，
And then she got anxious.
那最后就发牢骚了。
And then she complained.
他抱怨妹妹没有帮忙，
She complained that sister did not help.
连带的他也向耶稣基督发怨言。
And then she also complained about Jesus.
那么他埋怨主不知道他做了多少，
She complained that the Lord didn't know how much she did.
没有想到他对妹妹的控告不仅不得到耶稣的谅解。
When she didn't realize that not only didn't she really get Jesus' understanding about her complaint to the sister,
反而遭到耶稣基督爱心的责备，
but instead she received admonition in love from Jesus.
也告诉他说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事。
And she said, "You're worried and upset about many things."
”我们的声音突然没有哈。
听到吗？可以现在听到吗
好，有听到哈。
？OK。
给、okay, 他反而遭到耶稣爱心的责备，说：“马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦扰。
And he said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things."
主不是说他事情做得太多，
Jesus was not saying that she did too many things.
主乃是说他的思虑多了。
And Jesus was talking about she thought about too many things.
主也不是说做事不要用心思，
And Jesus is not saying that when you do things that you shouldn't think about them.
乃是说用心思的时候，不要被事物弄得烦躁不安。
But really, what Jesus was saying that when you're thinking, do not let those things make you anxious and restless.
那事实上，问题不在事多事少。
And in fact, the problem is not really doesn't matter whether there are too many things or too few things.
问题是在于心态的反应。
But the question is really in our response, in our attitude.
我们要常常问自己。
We need to constantly ask ourselves,
耶稣在我们生活中是主人还是客人？
Is Jesus the master or guest in our lives?
如果他是我们的主人，那么我们的服侍态度是什么？这很重要。
If he is our master, then what is our attitude of service? And that's very important.
那请问玛利亚真的是像她姐姐所指控的是个懒惰的妹妹吗？
And let's ask whether Mary is indeed like what her sister was accusing of being a lazy sister.
玛利亚是不会做家事的女人吗？
Is she someone that doesn't do any household chores?
那不是的。
And that's not true.
如果你看那个第39节，这里讲到有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
In verse 39 said that and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
那这个经文在英文里面是有一个 kai 希腊文的 kai。
And in the original text in Hebrew, there is this word kai.
那这个是希腊文，那中文圣经没有翻出来，
And the Chinese Bible didn't translate it out.
但是我们的英文的 King James 的翻译师兄，我就现在打在那个，我想我们的弟兄可以念的哈。
And so you can see the King James Version here. I'm going to read it. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
那我特别加上一个 also，就是英文的 Kai。
And so I added the word also, and that is really the translation of the word Kai.
那中文的意思就是也，或者是聘并且的意思。
And in Chinese, that means also.
所以中文的翻译应该也是这样子。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，他也坐下来在耶稣脚前听他的道。
And so the Chinese translations really should have been saying she has a sister named Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
那这个也一加上去，就是整个意思就更清楚了。
When we added the word also, then the entire meaning becomes clearer.
这个表示玛利亚不是无所事事，光坐在那里，
And that means that Mary just didn't do anything and just sitting there.
而是在做完了事之后也坐下来听主讲道。
It meant that after she finished her work, she also sat down to listen to Jesus' words.
如果主耶稣基督要他去厨房帮忙，我相信他一定会去。
I know that if Jesus wants her to help in the kitchen, she would immediately go.
他倒是不明白姐姐马大，主耶稣今天到我们的家里来是最难得的听到的机会。
She may not understood why Martha, today Jesus came to the home, is really a once in a lifetime opportunity to listen to his words.
事实上，这个圣经里面告诉我们说，那是主耶稣最后一次的到访，以后他就上十字架了。
In reality, this is the last visit from Jesus because after that, he will be going on the cross.
请问耶稣所说的不可少的只有一件事，是什么意思？
So let's ask when Jesus said that only one thing is needed, what is that one thing?
乃是主在他的话语中所启示的，就是他自己。
And it's really what he is saying that the Christ that he is revealing.
那他就是万有的主宰，是生命的主。
He is the creator of everything and he is the master of all lives.
那一天，耶稣来到他们家的时候，
And that day when Jesus went to their home,
玛利亚都没有讲过一句话，
Mary didn't say any words.
她对主一无所求，没有提出任何的问题。
She didn't ask for anything, didn't bring up any questions.
那她只是静静的、谦卑的、专心的聆听主所说的每一句话。
Only quietly, humbly, and paying attention to what Jesus said, everything.
他觉得跟主在一起就够了，就心满意足了。
She felt that it's good enough to be with the Lord and she is satisfied.
请问主耶稣凭什么就认定玛利亚选择了上好的福分呢？
Let's ask, how did Jesus decide that Mary has chosen the better one?
那个所说的上好的福分究竟是指什么？
What is that better one? What does it mean?
我们必须要从。要看整个有关玛利亚的故事，才很清楚明白。
We need to listen to the entire story about Mary to truly understand.
那马可福音第14章1到9节，还有约翰福音12章3到8节，都有记载有关玛利亚用香膏膏足的故事。
In the Gospel of Mark chapter 14 and also Gospel of John chapter 12, it recorded about Mary, how she anointed Jesus with pure nard.
那一天，他静静在静听的过程之中，玛利亚把耶稣的道听了进去。
On that day, in quietly listening to Jesus, Mary has understood the words of Jesus.
他确认出耶稣是基督，
She identified and confirmed that Jesus is the Christ.
他是拯救世人的弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah that will save the world.
他明白主耶稣基督将为世人的罪被钉在十字架。
She understood that Jesus will be nailed on the cross for sin of the world.
他想到这件事情，他产生了一个爱主的心，
And when she thought about that, she had this love for Christ.
而且必须要把握这个时候。
And she wants to grab hold of this opportunity.
两卷书都记载了耶稣被抓拿的前两天。
And both gospels have recorded in those two prior days before Jesus was arrested.
玛利亚在伯大尼的宴席上，她顾不了面子。
And on that feast in Bethany, she wouldn't care about how she looked.
她把握最后的机会，把她能够买得到最上好的、最美的、极贵的香膏，及时地抹在耶稣基督的脚上。
And she took that last opportunity, what she can buy, the best, the most beautiful, the most expensive pure nard that she would put and anoint on Jesus' feet.
而且用自己的头发擦干，使屋里满了香气。
And she wiped it dry with her hair so that the entire house was filled with the fragrance.
圣经告诉我们说，当他用香膏膏主耶稣的时候，受到门徒的指责。
And when she was anointing Jesus with the pure nard, she was actually admonished by the disciples.
他们说，怎么会用这样枉费香膏呢？这个香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。他们就对他生气。
There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was this ointment wasted like this? Well, this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor," and they scolded her.
可是玛利亚一句都不说。
But Mary was silent.
但是主耶稣基督明白他的心，
But Jesus understood her heart.
所以就当众的替他辩解说，
So in public, he was defending her.
他说他在我身上做的是一件美事，他所做的是尽他所能的。
And she has done a beautiful thing for me. She has done what she could.
他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先抹浇在我的身上。
And she has anointed my body before the burial.
我是在告诉你们，普天下之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.
这里讲到是一件美事，而且是被神纪念，而且被普天下的人所纪念。
And they talked about she did a beautiful thing and is remembered by God and remembered by the entire world.
那相较于耶稣的，如果跟耶稣基督的门徒比较，那门徒们的信心就很幼稚。
And if you compare it with the disciples' faith looks like elementary.
他们对主耶稣基督的信心跟爱心远不如玛利亚。
Compared to Mary, the faith and love was far from Mary's.
他们甚至还误会了那个玛利亚的心意。
They even misunderstood Mary.
那在圣经记载，主耶稣基督复活的那一天，抹大拉的玛利亚跟几位妇女们也拿了一瓶香膏。
And the Bible recorded on the day that Jesus resurrected, Mary Magdalene and several women also took some ointment.
那他们就是拿香膏呢，要到坟墓去，要去膏主耶稣基督的尸体呀、
They want to take the ointment to the tomb to anoint Jesus' corpse.
但是那天早上，主耶稣早就已经复活了，
But that morning, Jesus already resurrected.
所以这些妇女们的爱心呢，根本就用不上。
So their love actually was not applicable anymore.
这些妇女们有爱，但是爱真的可惜美。她们有爱主的心，但是美中不足，
Those women have love for Jesus, but yet it was not perfect love.
因为时机不对，也爱得不实际。
Because it was not the right timing and also not realistically applicable.
那如果我们看尼哥底母也是一样。
And similarly, when we look at Nicodemus, it's the same.
他先前夜间晚上的时候来见耶稣基督，
At the nighttime, he went to meet with Jesus.
他被钉死之后，也带了100斤的没药跟沉香，要摸耶稣基督的尸体。
And after Jesus was nailed on the cross, they also took many pounds of myrrh and aloe to anoint Jesus' body.
可惜那个也是在耶稣基督被钉死之后的事了。
But unfortunately, it's also after Jesus was nailed on the
他
cross.
所服侍的是已经死了的基督。
They want to serve the dead Jesus.
他是爱主吗？是爱。
Does he love the Lord? Yes, he did.
可惜的是，美中不足，
But yet, it is love not perfect.
因为时机不对，爱得也不实际。
Because the timing was not right and it's not realistically.
主耶稣基督赞赏玛利亚的是，因为他有一颗单纯的爱心。
Jesus appreciated Mary because she has a pure faith and love.
更可贵的是，他有一个信心的眼光，能够洞察到将来要发生的事，所以就紧紧地抓住机会。
But more preciously, it's because she has the eyesight of faith and she can discern what is about to happen and grasp the opportunity.
看看耶稣的门徒们，
Let's look at Jesus' disciples.
马可福音第八章、第十章分别记载了耶稣三次预言自己将要受难、受死、复活，而且复活，门徒们都听见了。
And in Mark 8 to Mark 10, it also recorded Jesus three times prophesying that he will be nailed on the cross and be resurrected. And disciples heard that.
耶稣基督讲一次还没有关系，第二次讲预言，第三次讲预言，说他受难的时候，照理来说，他的门徒应该忧愁万分难过的。
When Jesus said it one time, two times, three times, you would think that the disciples would be sad.
而或者是他们担心害怕自己也会那个有杀生之后。
Or maybe they are worried that they themselves would also be killed.
但是这些门徒根本不明白耶稣的预言、受难、复活的意思。
But yet, the disciples basically didn't understand Jesus' prophecies about his dying and resurrection.
对于耶稣基督将要发生的事，无动于衷，可以说是信心迟钝。
So they are truly unmoved by what Jesus said and the faith. Is really lacking.
但是玛利亚凭信心的眼睛看到了耶稣基督将要受死、受难、受死，还有复活。
But Mary, through her faith, she can really see that Jesus is about to be nailed and died and resurrected.
所以他就把握最后的机会，为耶稣献上最好的香膏。
So she grasped that last opportunity to offer the best pure nard.
这就是耶稣称赞玛利亚做的事。一件美事，而且是被神纪念的事。
And that's why Jesus was appreciating what Mary did is a beautiful thing and it's something that God will remember.
今天有许多人想为神做大事，
Today, many people want to do big things for the Lord.
也的确为主做了轰轰烈烈的大事。
And indeed, they have done great things for God.
但遗憾的是，他们所做的并没有被神纪念。
But unfortunately, what they did was not remembered by God.
其实，玛利亚蒙主纪念，是因为她那一天把握了机会，在耶稣基督的脚前听他的道。
Actually, that Mary was remembered by the Lord is because she grasped the opportunity and sitting at Jesus' feet to listen to his words.
玛利亚因着得到主的启示，所以选择了上好的福分。
And because of the revelation from Jesus, that she has chosen the better one.
那这个上好的福分，进一步的，他用极奉献极贵的香膏做行动，爱的行动。
And after she has chosen the better blessing, and then further, she offered this most expensive pure nard as her reaction.
他的奉献正在参与了上帝永恒国度的计划。
And her offering was participating in the eternal kingdom's plan.
我们服侍主是荣耀的特权，
When we serve the Lord, it's our glorious privilege.
也是跟神同工，是一个福分。
And when we co-work with God, it's our own blessing.
唯有得着主的，才是上好的福分。
When we have the Lord, it becomes the better, the best blessing.
从经文里面，我们可以看到马大是一个服侍型的姐妹。
And from the passage, we can see that Martha is a service type kind of sister.
他是很注重工作的果效，还有功能。
And she paid attention to the efficiency as well as the results.
那玛利亚呢，是属于默想型的，很踏实型的，注重灵修跟关系。
And for Mary, she is a sister of the meditative type, and she was paying attention to devotion and also relationships.
这两种人我们都需要，
We need both kinds of people like that.
也是今天的教会所需要的。
And today's churches need that as well.
有名的一个哲学家叫笛卡尔，他曾经写过一本书叫《我思故我在
And there's a famous philosopher, Descartes, that wrote something that says, I think, therefore I am.
》，特别强调哲学理论。
And he emphasized philosophy.
但是基督教不是讲一套哲学理论，
But Christianity is not about theory and philosophy.
而是强调跟神的关系。
But we emphasize relationship with God.
那透过跟神的关系，经历神的真理。
And through that relationship with God, we experience God's truth.
马大跟玛利亚最大的不同在哪里？
What is the biggest difference between Martha and Mary?
乃是在于玛利亚重视跟主的关系，就是 being with Christ。
And is really Mary paying attention to relationship with the Lord, being with Him.
这个也就是他蒙主赏赐的主要的原因。
And that is the main reason why she was appreciated by Jesus.
今天基督徒蒙恩得救，是来服侍神，还服侍人。
Today, when Christians are saved, they are to serve God and men.
但是我们要先确立跟神的关系如何，就是 being with Christ first。
But first, we need to confirm our close relationship with God, and that's being with Christ.
那刚刚我们的那个 PowerPoint 哈，有个区别，玛利亚看重的是跟神关，那个跟神的关系的结果。
And Mary was emphasizing her being with Christ.
那但是呢？那个玛利亚呢，是看重他的工作，他只管做，结果到最后呢，精疲力尽。
But Martha only cared about doing for Christ, and in the end, she was all worn out.
玛利亚看重跟神的关系，带来的是什么？越服侍越甘甜。
Mary cares about the relationship with Christ, and in the end, the more she serves, the sweeter it becomes.
当我们跟神的关系被确立了以后，服侍神自然就会有果效。
When we have confirmed a relationship with God, then naturally, our service will have effects and results.
我们所做的才蒙神的赐福。
What we do will be accepted by God.
耶稣指责马大，是因为他把次序倒过来了。
When Jesus admonished Martha, it's because she has reversed the order.
那个马大以为先服侍神就能够逃出的欢喜，
She thought that if she first served the Lord, then the Lord would be pleased with her.
结果做到最后不是就耗尽了，
But
耗
in the
尽
end,
了。
she was burnt out.
今天基督徒的服侍常犯的一个错误是什么呢？
What is the often mistake that we commit as a Christian?
那喜欢功能的表现，要给予看到效力。
And that we want to see the effects, the results of our service, and
而
want the efficiency.
却忽略了跟神的关系，
But we ignore our relationship with God.
只看重侍奉的结果，而忽视了侍奉的过
We
程。
only look at the result of our service, but we ignore the process of our service.
我们基督徒侍奉的原则是什么呢？
What is the principle for our service?
我们先把里面的心，就是 heart，归给神，
We first have to offer our heart to God.
然后一切外面的，透过 head 还有 hand 所做的工作来，那就会有规律跟秩序。
So all the things that we do through our head and our hand, that will be in an orderly way.
所以先从有 heart 才会有 head 跟 hand 的表现。
So we start with our heart, and then we will have the work of the head and hand.
耶稣赞赏玛利亚，因为她选择的是最正确的事。
And Jesus appreciated Mary because she has chosen the best.
这个福分呢，被主耶稣基督纪念。
And that blessing was remembered by the Lord.
这个就是我们今天要向玛利亚学习的。
And that's what we need to learn from Mary.
他蒙神纪念的事是什么呢？第一个就是服侍主的用，服侍主很用心。
And what is the first thing that we need to learn from her? And is as we serve the Lord, we need to use our heart.
每一个基督徒都应该像马大一样殷勤做工。
Every Christian should be serving Mar like Martha to be hardworking.
但是在里面不可以乱。
But in serving that, we cannot be in turmoil.
只要我们的心不忙，手脚就不乱。
If our heart is not too busy, then our hand and feet will not get into chaos.
马大是用手跟脚服侍主，但是玛利亚用心来服侍主。
Martha was using her hand and feet to serve the Lord, but Mary was using her heart to serve the Lord.
保罗告诉我们，
Paul said,
无论做什么，都要从心里做，就像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men.
因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward, you are serving the Lord Christ.
那第二，玛利亚可以写的是，因为她聆听神，专心。
And the second thing we can learn from Mary is that as we pay attention with our heart and we listen to Jesus,
马大一直向主说话，但是玛利亚却是让主耶稣向他说话。
Martha was speaking to the Lord all the time, but yet Mary was letting the Lord speak to her.
你如果不停的一直说话，就没有机会让主说话，
If you keep on talking, then there is no opportunity to let the Lord speak to you.
所以你就得不着耶稣基督或上帝的启示或者是引导。
So then you will not receive the revelation and guidance from the Lord.
今天有许多人为教会忙，为神国奔波。
Today, many people will be busy for church and for God's kingdom.
也为主讲很多的话，却很少让神对他说话。
Speak many words for the Lord, but yet very seldomly let God speak to them.
我们要求神来光照我们了。
We need the Lord to shine His light on us.
那主耶稣基督应许我们说：“看哪。”我站在门外叩门，若听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me.
那只要专心听，你就会听见。
If you pay attention to listening to the Lord, you will hear.
那第三，玛利亚值得让我们学习的地方是，她事事每一样事讨主心。
And the third thing that we learn from Mary that in everything she is trying to please the Lord.
马大以为为主做工就会能够讨主的喜欢。
Martha thought that if she does work for the Lord, then she would please the Lord.
所以他认为，越多做事情，就越多得耶稣的赏赐。
She thinks that if she, more she does, the more reward she would get.
可是玛利亚选择主所喜悦的，
But yet, Mary chose what the Lord pleases.
就是愿意让主向他做工。
Is that willing to let the Lord work on her?
马大是要给主耶稣看他工作的成果。
Martha wants to show the results of her work to the Lord.
但是他没有看到主耶稣基督看重的是内心，而不是外表。
But she didn't realize what Jesus paid attention to is the inner heart of people and not the outside.
保罗他也告诉我们说
And Paul said to us,
：“我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？”
For am I seeking the approval of men or of God?
我岂是讨人的喜欢呢？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
那第四，我们讲到玛利亚，她是爱主尽全心。
And then, fourthly, for Mary, when she loves the Lord, she loves it with all her heart.
马大是以工作来满足主耶稣。
Martha was using her work to satisfy the Lord.
但是玛利亚是以爱来满足主耶稣基督。
But Mary was using her love to satisfy the Lord.
主固然需要工作的侍奉，但是主更需要爱的侍奉。
The Lord, of course, needs the service of our work, but He needs more of the service of our love.
让主做工更胜于为主做工。
Letting the Lord work on us is better than doing work for the Lord.
主耶稣基督他说
Jesus said,
：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
”这是诫命中的第一，也是最大的。
And this is the great and first commandment.
那其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
最后是讲到玛利亚，让我们被神纪念，也让我们可以学习的是，凡事主第一。
And the last thing that we need to learn from Mary is that in everything, the Lord is first.
先亲近神，玛利亚就把亲近主，把它当做是生活的第一优先。
And when we first be close to the Lord, then Mary treats that as the first priority in her lives.
他尊主伟大，结果被主看为明智。
She treated the Lord as the topmost priority in her life, and that Lord sees that as the is wise.
保罗论到耶稣基督的时候，他说
And when Paul talk about Jesus,
：“他说他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
and he is above all things, and in him all things hold together.
”那他也是教会全体之首，
And he is the head of the body, the church.
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent.
主耶稣如果到我们今天的时代，
If Jesus come to our generation today,
他看到我们的生活步调的时候，
when he sees the rhythm of our lives,
他不会说生活不要太复杂，
he won't say that don't get too complicated in our lives.
他也不会责备我们忙许多的事，
He will not admonish us that we're busy on many things.
他也不会拦阻你参加许多的服事，
He would not tell you to not participate in many services.
他知道你的热心跟你的摆上。
He knows how you are enthusiastic and zeal and you want to offer everything.
那但是他会说，
But he would say,
这些事很好，可是别忘了，
These are all good things, but don't forget.
最重要的是只有一件事，
The most important, there's only one thing,
那是不可少的，
and you cannot lack it.
就是你跟我的关系如何，
And it's really, what is your relationship with me?
那个很重要。
That's very important.
事实上，今天我们面对的是多有苦难的世界，
In reality, we encounter much suffering in this world.
有许多的战争还有天灾人祸啊。
And there are many wars and disasters.
我们甚至不晓得明天会发生什么，但是我们已经很紧张了。
We don't even know what will happen tomorrow, and we are very nervous.
但是主耶稣说：“你们要先求神的国跟神的义，这些东西呢，加会加给你们的。
But Jesus said, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
”所以，先求神的国跟神的义是指什么呢？
So, what does it mean to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness?
就是我们跟他的关系，我们活在他的国度里，行出他的义来。
And it's really living in his kingdom to live out his righteousness.
意思就是说，我们跟他的关系是所有事情的第一优先。
And that means our relationship with him is the first priority.
那当神是你的第一优先的时候，
And when God is your first priority,
你就会把握机会，把最好的时光、最好的恩赐、最好的才能奉献给神用。
And then you will grasp opportunity to offer your best resources, your best time, and your best talents.
神会因你看重神在你心中的地位，他也会第一优先赐福你。
And because how you treat God in your heart, God would also give the first priority blessing to you.
弟兄姐妹，外面的事情无论有多忙，
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how many busy things you have to do.
我们总不能够让它进到我们的里面来霸占我们跟神之间的关系。
We cannot let them enter into us to take away the relationship between us and God.
小心，不要让很多的节目、跟成就、跟忙碌来取代我们跟神的关系。
We have to be careful to not let too many programs, too many accomplishments, and business to replace our relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系不是只在礼拜天的敬拜、服侍跟奉献里，
Our relationship with God is not just on a Sunday worship and service and offering.
也不是只有在周间的团契跟祷告会里面。
And is not in the weekday fellowship or prayer meetings.
而是在每一天固定与神亲近的灵修生活里，
Is really in our daily devotion with the Lord.
我们不要自豪地说：“我宁可做犹大吧，我就宁可做马大，让上好的福分给其他人吧。
Let not boast that I'd rather be Martha so that I can give the better portion to others.
”你可能会说这是个谦卑的表现，但是神不认为。
You may think that is a humble manifestation, but that's not how God looks at it.
马大的生活态度不值得效法。
The attitude of Martha is not worthy to imitate.
我们的外面尽可以做马大，但是里面千万不要做马大。
We may be outside like Martha, but inside we should never be like
我
Martha.
们的里面要学习像玛利亚。
In the inside, we need to learn to be Mary.
今天有许多的信徒的难处是在忙着服侍，
And today, there are many difficulties of Christians because they are so busy serving.
却把所服侍的主耶稣给忘了。
But they have forgotten the Lord that they are serving.
我们要学习像玛利亚，
We need to be like Mary
把握任何的机会，
to grasp all opportunities,
聆听神的话。
to listen to God's words,
渴慕神的话，
to thirst for His words,
默想神的话。
to meditate on His words.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说：“你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
The Bible clearly tells us that if we draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
”当你更忙碌的时候，那表示你更需要灵修安静的时间。
When you get busier, that means you even need more of the time to have devotion.
先知以赛亚提醒我们说
And the prophet Isaiah reminded us.
：“你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
”有耳可听的就应当听啊。
Those have ears should listen.
总结，我要问大家：你现在所做的是蒙主耶稣的纪念吗？
In summary, what you're doing is it remembered by the Lord?
那我的 point 呢？下一点哈，谢谢。那圣经记载，神的选民因为背离了神，就被掳到外邦做奴隶70年。
And the Bible recorded that the chosen people, Israelites, because they have rebelled against God, then they've been sold as slaves to the foreign nation for 70 years.
因为神的怜悯跟应许，
And because of God's promise and mercy,
就使用了当时在外邦的王皇宫里做王的酒政的尼希米，
and at that time, Nehemiah was serving as a cupbearer in that foreign nation.
他听见从故乡传来的消息说。
And he heard about these news from his hometown.
说那些被掳归回剩下的人，在犹大神遭大难、受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
The remnant there in the province who had survived the exile is in great trouble and shame. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are destroyed by fire.
那 他这个消息听到了是个坏消息，当然令他心碎了。
When he heard the bad news, his heart was broken.
当他就在神面前进食祷告多日，
And he fasted and prayed for many days.
他决定放下他在王宫的工作。
He decided to leave the work in the palace
他带着重建的使命到耶路撒冷城。
with a mission of rebuild. He went back to Jerusalem.
他一到了那里，就召集了所有的同胞们，
When he got there, he gathered together his kinsmen
告诉他们重建城墙的目的跟需要。
and told them about the purpose and the need for rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
没有想到同胞们就热烈的回响，同声的说：“我们起来建造吧。”
And then he heard these enthusiastic response from his kinsmen, and they said, "Let's rise up and build."
在神的眷顾之下，他们不分男女老幼，不论昼夜。
And then, with God's caring, it doesn't matter how old a young man or woman, and day or night,
大家都同心协力。
and they work together as a team.
圣经告诉我们说，每个人都一面拿工具建造城墙，一面拿兵器防范敌人的攻击。
And the Bible told us that they would be at one hand holding tools to rebuild the wall, and on the other hand would be using holding a weapon to guard against the attack of the enemies.
不到52天的功夫，重建的梦实现了，工
And
程那大功告成。
in less than 52 days, the dream of rebuilding was fulfilled and the work was accomplished.
那其实尼希米的重建工作是非常的不容易。
And actually, his rebuilding work was very difficult.
当他们遭遇到敌人的拦阻、讥笑、围攻、威胁的时候，
When he was facing the enemy's hindrances and attacks and threats,
他很勇敢地对这些敌人们说
and he was very courageously and said to his enemies,
：“他说，天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造。”
The God of heaven will make us prosper, and we, his servants, will rise and build.
那他说：“我们要做他仆人了，又起来建造。你们却在耶路撒冷无份、无钱、无纪念。
But you have no portion or right or claim in Jerusalem.
”今天，什么是在神的国度里有份、有钱、蒙纪念的事呢？
What is today in God's kingdom has a portion, a right, or a claim?
那就是指所有为神的荣耀而做的每一件事情，
And it's really pointing to all the things that we do for God's glory.
在神的眼中都具有意义，而且具有永恒的价值。
In God's eyes, they have meaning and have value for eternity.
人生短暂啊，
Our lives are short.
世界上有很多可以做的事。
There are many things that we can do in this world.
你想要做什么就能做什么，
If you want to do what, then you can do it.
但是请记得蒙神纪念的事不是很多。
But please remember that those will be remembered by the Lord are few.
最重要的是你现在所做的，你现在所努力的，你现在所计划的，你现在所投资的，你现在所侍奉的、祷告的，在神的国度里。有份有钱蒙纪念吗？
But most importantly, whatever you do currently, you're trying your best, your plan, your investment, what you serve, what you pray for, is it in God's eyes, has a portion, a right, or claim?
不要等到我们可能要到那个要结束你人生的旅程的时候，才发现你所做的原来是虚空的虚空。那个时候是后悔了。
And don't wait until the end of your life and then you realize what the things that you did is vanities of vanities.
我们要做的是蒙神的纪念的事。
We want to do things that are remembered by the Lord.
愿神赐福大家。
May God bless you. And now we'll hand the time over to Wayne, who will lead us in a response song.